Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, the last Sunday of April, April of 26, 1987. The Lord bless as we worship together around the precious Word of God. We love you. These three girls were participants yesterday in Lexington at the Porter Memorial Baptist Church in the state children's Bible drill. Nicole was a state winner. I just want to show you her. All their certificates look like this. They got four things on them: church, association, participation in state, and this big one here says state winner. And Nicole has been a state winner 2 years. She started 1 year later than these other two did. And I'm sure she would have been a three-year winner like they were. And we appreciate you, Nicole. God bless you. I'm not going to ask you how many mistakes you made. They were eligible to make four mistakes and still be a state winner. Andrea Feltner. Her certificate looks just like Nicole's. But those who win and are a winner for 3 years in a row get this plaque. And in the mail in the next week or so, they'll get a little plaque there with their name on it that will be attached right here. And Andrea and Mary Lee both get one of these. And like I said, we appreciate so much Nicole. God bless you. And also Mary Lee. I'm not going to ask either one of them how many mistakes they made. They were all three state winners, and we appreciate them. I don't know how many participated in the state drill. Probably 100 and some yesterday and about that many the night before. They had four or five different state drills throughout the state. 415 total throughout the state participate in the state children's Bible drill. At this time, our choir's got a number, and Brother Tom will come and introduce this for us.
Now, when I was a little bitty feller, I remember this song, but it was sung a little different than we're singing it right now. And when I was a boy, I guess the timing and everything, it was, seemed to me like it was a bluegrass song. When the Savior reached down for me, but this has really got some good words in it.
Thank you.
glad one day the Savior reached in for me. Brother Lyndon is going to come up to read our scripture and lead us in prayer. While he's coming up, I'd like to mention these prayer requests. Brother Sutton is in the hospital and has had 2 pints of blood during this past week. Of course, you'll be praying for him. He is in room 230 over in the new ARH Regional Medical Center. Also, let's continue to pray this week for Pam's dad, Harrison Cottle. You know, God's certainly able to bless him. Also, Brother P.H. Combs, as I said, today is P.H. Combs Day in our church. And we're just sorry that he is not able to be with us this morning. This past week, they had to get him a walker, and I went to see him Friday, and he was out in the yard practicing walking with it. Let's lift up Brother Combs in prayer, and also his dear wife over in the nursing home. Also, Linda Burns, continue to pray for her. And Ms. Maud Barker over in the nursing home. And also Ms. Jeanette Barker. We're glad Ms. Barker is here this morning with us. My mom is in room 211 in the hospital. And she'll continue to pray for her. She'll be in the hospital 3 weeks, Monday, tomorrow. And God's certainly able to bless her situation. Let's be praying for our students who are in college. I know, as I said, we're glad to have Steve with us today. Let's continue to pray for Wally also, and Junior and Debbie's daughter, Carissa, who goes to Cumberland College. Our boys in service, Bobby Causey and Tim and Mike Napier. I'm glad to report we heard from Tim twice during the past week. He called us Tuesday, and we got a letter yesterday. So continue to lift our boys up in prayer who are in uniform, that we may have the freedom that we now have right now to worship God. Let's be praying also for God's word that was given out during the revival. We're glad to have Brother R.T. and his family with us this morning. Thank God for the messages that God gave Brother R.T. during our revival. And I believe it will bring forth fruit in the days ahead. God's word is like bread cast on the water. It'll bring forth fruit later on. Brother Lennon, you come and read our scripture and lead us in prayer.
Our scripture reading this morning is taken from the book of John. If you would, please turn with me in your Bibles to the book of John, chapter 20. John chapter 20, I'll be reading verses 24 through 29. John chapter 20, starting at verse 24. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered, and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Shall we pray? Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning that we can come out to thy house. We thank you for the health and the strength to come. And we just pray that you would be with us, Lord, as we are here, that everything that is done would be to thy glory, that everything that's said will uplift thy name and the name of thy Son, Jesus. We thank you, dear God, for all your many blessings upon us. We know that you are with us every day, Lord, and that you're with us every moment of every day. We know that you help us daily, and we thank you for all your help to us. We thank you, dear God, for all those things that you do for us that we don't even realize, Lord. We just pray now that you would be with us throughout this service. We pray that you would speak through Brother James this morning and give him the words, Lord, that we might listen to thy word, that we might be drawn closer to thee, Lord, that we could put more faith and more trust in thee than we've had before. We realize, Lord, that you are our strength, that all things come through you. We just pray, dear God, that as Christians you could help us, that we could be strengthened, that we could go out and give forth thy word, that we could witness to people and do those things that you would have us to do. We pray, dear God, for some lost person here this morning that doesn't know you. We pray, dear God, that they would this morning confess thee as Lord and Savior in their life. We just pray, dear God, that you would be with us now, that everything done would be to thy glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay, for our last hymnal, let's turn to page 234, When We Walk with the Lord. Let's stand and sing first and last verses of this one.
Thank you.
That's a song I requested Melanie to play this morning. Her Sunday school lesson was about this. The two men on the road to Emmaus, and a stranger started walking with them. My friend today, the stranger of Galilee, wants to be your friend. We're glad to have Tina and Ginger to come at this time to bring us a special number on piano and clarinet. Lord bless them as they come. Appreciate this special number today. We're going to be looking in the book of John, chapter 20, for our message this morning. You know, the world says seeing is believing. But this morning we're going to be changing that around. Believing is seeing. We can't please God today except by faith. The world says seeing is believing. But a Christian says believing is seeing. We're going to look at some people in the Bible that believed without seeing. We're going to look also at Thomas, who had to see in order to believe. In Hebrews 11:6, the writer of Hebrews says, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is." I tell you, friends, one of the greatest facts of life is that God is, period, exclamation mark. We must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Hebrews chapter 11 is called the faith chapter of the Bible. And we find these words about Moses. We're going to look at this verse more in detail after a while. It says this about Moses: by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. My friend today, believing is seeing. Believing. I appreciate so much the message. Appreciate all 8 messages, Brother R.T., that you gave us in God's Word. The one I want to mention this morning about Abraham and his servant. His servant went to get a bride, and it took faith on Rebecca's part. She was asked, "Will you go with this man?" And she said, "I will go." Have you exercised faith in God? Someone wrote a song, "Have Faith in God." When your pathway is lonely, have faith in God. He answers yet. If you and I ever get to heaven, we've got to exercise faith in what Jesus did on the cross. We have got to believe without seeing. Someday you're not going to be with Him. We're going to see Him. I love that verse in 1 John 3:2 that says, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." Thank God for faith. Paul said it's by grace through faith that we're saved. That not of ourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. I believe this morning that one thing that touches God is faith. Faith. Many of the people that Jesus healed while He was here on the earth, He would say to them, "Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." Thy faith. This morning the Lord Jesus Christ wants to reach down His hand for you. As our choir sang a while ago, the Savior wants to reach down His hand for each one of us. C.H. Spurgeon said this about faith, what faith can do. He said, "O brethren, be great believers. Little faith will bring your souls to heaven, but great faith will bring heaven to your souls." Have great faith in the Lord. In John 20 and verse 29, one of our key verses for this morning, Jesus said to Thomas, "Because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." In 1 Peter 1:8, Peter said, "Whom having not seen, ye love. In whom though now ye see Him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." We're going to look at Thomas this morning, first of all. He had the philosophy of seeing is believing, except I shall see, I will not believe. Here in John 21, we have the first two Lord's days. In chapter 20, verse 19, "The same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus, and stood in the midst, and saith to them, Peace be unto you. And He showed them His hands and His side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord." They saw and believed. They were glad. One day the pastor of a church received a note on his pulpit, and it said this: "Sir, we would see Jesus." That's what Brother Rosenbaum gave all of us pastors. Here on the pulpit it says, "Sir, we would see Jesus." I know this when you come here to worship on Sunday or Sunday night or Wednesday or whenever, you want to see Jesus. And that's my prayer, that you will see Him every time you walk through the doors of our church. You will see Him by faith. You will see Him lifted up. This pastor received that note on his pulpit. We want to see Jesus. And the pastor forgot what he was going to preach on that morning when he received that note. And he started preaching from his heart. And this went on for a few weeks, and he received another note on his pulpit. And it was John 20, the last part of that verse says, "Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord." I believe each one of us today want to see the Lord lifted up. See Him by faith. Believe without seeing. "Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord." Well, the second Lord's Day came around. Let's look at verses 21 through 23 before we get to the second Lord's Day. "Then said Jesus to them again, 'Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you.'" Someone got inspired from that verse right there and wrote a song, "So Send I You, to Labor Unrewarded. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith to them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained." I do not know, the Bible does not say, why Thomas was not with them when Jesus came on that first Easter Sunday. I preached a message on this, been a few years ago now, I guess, entitled, "The Missed Blessing." The Missed Blessing. We had better watch what keeps us out of church. I want to say that again. We had better watch what keeps us out of the Lord's house in fellowship. Hebrews 10:25, a verse I gave a while ago, says, "Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together." I don't know why Thomas was not there, but it says, "But Thomas was not with them when Jesus came." Did you know what? Every time we meet here in our church, we seek to lift up Jesus. Thomas was not with them. The other disciples said, "We've seen the Lord. We've seen the Lord." But Thomas says, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." Thomas said, "Seeing is believing." 8 days went by. The next Lord's Day rolled around, and his disciples were within. And look at this. I love these next four words. "And Thomas with them." Thomas must have gone everywhere the other disciples went that whole week. He was with them. And I believe Jesus came on this second Lord's Day, especially for Thomas. The doors were shut. And Jesus stood in the midst and said the same words he had said previously, up in verse 19, "Peace be unto you." My friend, these disciples were afraid. The doors were shut, no doubt, and locked. But Jesus comes and says, "Peace be unto you." Jesus is the author of peace. He is not the author of confusion, 1 Corinthians says, but He is the author of peace. If you don't have Jesus in your life this morning, if you have not believed without sin, you do not have peace. Because without Jesus, there is no peace. In John 14:27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Give I unto you, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Jesus is the author of peace. And he says, "Peace be unto you." And he says to Thomas, "Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands. And reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." My friends, today we need to have faith. We need to be faithful instead of faithless. Faithful. Believing. I do not believe that Thomas had to put his finger into the print of the nails and thrust his hand into Jesus' side to believe. Look what he said, "My Lord and my God." My Lord and my God. "Because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." I believe he was talking about each one of us right here in the church today who know the Lord. We have not seen, but we believed. We believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Thomas, seeing is believing. But there are some people in the Bible who believed without seeing. In 1 Peter 1:7, I want to mention again the message that Brother R.T. gave us on Abraham and his servant. Peter says here in verse 7 of chapter 1 of 1 Peter, "That the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love. In whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." Peter says here, we've got to believe without seeing. Whom having not seen, you love. Have you ever loved anyone that you've never seen? I don't even remember seeing my grandpa that I'm named after. I don't remember him. But I love him. I was talking to my first cousin over in my mom's hospital room the other day. The son of my dad's only brother. My dad and his brother are both with the Lord. And as this fellow walked in the door, I thought of my uncle, his dad, Walter Hamblin. And I told Amos, he's a member down at Red Hill Baptist Church, I told Amos, "I believe that your dad must be rejoicing. He must have rejoiced when you trusted the Lord. Because in the book of Luke it says that there is rejoicing over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons that need no repentance." There's rejoicing in the presence of the angels. It also says there, when a person is saved. Peter says we need to believe without seeing. Believing is seeing. Whom having not seen, you love. In whom though now you see him not yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. In Hebrews 11, the faith chapter of the Bible, it says this about Moses' parents. In verse 23 of Hebrews 11, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, right here is Moses' faith. Did you know what? If we as parents don't have any faith, our children likely won't have any faith. But it says in verse 24, by faith Moses, when he was born, was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasure in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. He knew there was a payday someday. Dr. R.G. Lee preached a sermon many times, payday someday, from the Old Testament. Moses realized that there was going to be a reckoning day someday. He had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt. My friend, if you have never forsaken Egypt, a type of sin, slavery to the devil, if you've never forsaken Egypt, today you can do that by believing without seeing. It says he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. He endured as seeing. The only way today that you and I will ever see anything or anyone that's invisible is going to be by faith. By faith. Brother T.H. Harding stood right here in the front of the church when he was with us a few years ago, and he gave us the definition of faith that I've never forgotten. Faith is believing it is so, even when it is not so, so that God can step in and make it so. Take that home with you. Brother, compliments of Brother Harding. Faith is believing it is so. There are 11 of us children, as you know. My mom in the old hospital was being taken down to x-ray before they moved her over to the new hospital. And she was praying out loud for my baby brother in the hallway over there on the first floor. She was praying for him. He's not a Christian yet. Faith is believing it is so, even when it is not so, but God can step in and make it so. I care not today what tomorrow may bring, a shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worry is vain. The little chorus says, why worry when you can pray? Trust Jesus, he leads the way. Don't be a doubting Thomas. Rest fully on his promise. Why worry? Worry, worry when you can pray. I believe today that real faith sees the invisible and attempts the impossible. With God's help, it can be done. I wonder how long since anyone saw our faith at work. Have you ever trusted Jesus? Is he in your life? John 3:18 says, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Why? Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. You need today to believe without seeing. The last verse of John 3 says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. John 3:36. Jesus said, I'm come that you may have life, that you may have it more abundantly. John, in 1 John 5:12, he said, he that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. I would ask you today to trust Jesus. Believe. Believe. Have faith in God. Sometimes our faith is tested. I believe every day our faith is tested. Let the trial of your faith be much more precious than of gold that perisheth. Though it be tried with fire, it might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Accept Jesus today. I believe this, you'll never be sorry that you've trusted the Lord. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. You know why John...